Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella, and today on the program, we're going to hear from Jill Vandervoort with the Pella Convention and Visitors Bureau about RVTV stopping in Pella on Thursday. All right, well, Jill, today we're going to be talking about RVTV, which is stopping in downtown Pella on Thursday after they stopped in Knoxville on Wednesday. First, can you tell us a little bit about what RVTV is?
Well, RVTV is a caravan of gentlemen with the WHO-TV sports team. They caravan each year en route to the Iowa-Iowa State game, promoting the big interstate rivalry and just visiting a lot of those rural communities along the way. And this year, we were pleased to be selected here in Pella as one of their overnight stays. So you will see an RV and a number of caravan crew overnighting on the town square this Thursday night, tomorrow, September 6th.
So have they stopped in Pella before?
We have not had the opportunity to host them in the past, so we're pretty excited about this and just appreciate the publicity that it will bring to our community. And we know that there's a lot of Iowa-Iowa State rivalry right here within our community. So hoping to have people come out and really show their spirit towards those two state teams.
Speaking of the Iowa-Iowa State rivalry, I have to ask, which team are you in favor of?
I am through and through an Iowa Hawkeye fan and always will be, even though my daughter, who is also an Iowa Hawkeye, married an Iowa State Cyclone graduate. So we have one home in our family that is divided, and otherwise, we're proud to be Hawkeyes.
So do you have a sense of which team the community favors as a whole? Does it lean towards one, or is it kind of split?
You know, when Andy Fales was down here, we actually talked about that, and he said, you know, Pella seems to be pretty strong Hawkeye fans, and I did hear you guys' poll reviews this morning from KNIA from your survey, and I think that held true, that it sounded like over 60% of the Marion County supporters were for the Hawkeyes, which makes total sense to me. And then there was a small fraction of around 30% that still are following the Cyclones. So
there's going to be some activities that kind of play up those rivalries. Can you tell me about some of the activities that are going to go on?
I will. First of all, at 5 o'clock tonight, 5 o'clock tomorrow night, we will have the Matt Olson family do the overall welcome. Matt and his daughter Sarah and their little boy will be dressed in their Hawkeye gear because they also are Hawkeye fans. But they went to the idea of creating a pair of wooden shoes for our visitors, and they will be presenting those wooden shoes to them as the overall welcome to Pella. One will be in Iowa Hawkeye, one will be Iowa State, so they'll have a mismatched pair of wooden shoes to hopefully showcase back at the station and so forth. But after the 5 o'clock live broadcast, we will have activities on the square, a lot of things for kids to do, families to enjoy, a number of our vendors that we showcase during our Thursdays and Pella events throughout the summer. Kiwanis will be downtown even with their poffer cheese. So Ulrich Meat Market has offered to do some grilling. We'll have Hy-Vee, Central Catering, Oriental Express, and then Zim's Kettle Corn, because you can't go to a ball game without some popcorn. Anyway, so come down and enjoy dinner and dessert, whatever, but get some treats on the square tomorrow night. Marion County Bank is hosting a field goal contest for kids, so they'll be out there. They do have prizes for all the kids that participate in their field goal competition. We'll have a best dressed fan contest that will be for an adult, 16 and older, and kids 16 and under, so two different contests. We'll have a winner for Iowa and for Iowa State, and then we'll go into our 6 o'clock live broadcast. The city band will be performing at 6 o'clock. They'll be doing a lot of cheer songs and fight songs that I'm sure a lot of us will recognize prior to going into the live sports broadcast at approximately 6:15 to 6:20, and that's when we have our special performance planned. So we hope that everybody is present and we have a strong crowd at that time. Throughout the night, we'll be doing tug of war. We have an 85-foot long rope that can accommodate a number of people for an Iowa versus Iowa State tug of war, and we'll be planning those throughout the evening. And that will be located in the center of the 700 block of Franklin, right in front of the RV, because we do have some AstroTurf that will be brought down from Pella High School. And we thank them for allowing us to use that as we create a miniature football field right in front of their caravan tomorrow night, so we can do these activities on the field as well. So anyway, just important for us to have a lot of strong support from our Pella Community School, Pella Christian School, and Central College students as well. So if they could come down and enjoy the festivities and participate. Also, we'll be broadcasting live at 10 o'clock, so we'd like to have support throughout the evening. And the guys have been down to do some interviews ahead of time and done some highlight stories from here in Pella, so I think everyone will enjoy those as well when they see the broadcast.
All right, well, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you for asking, Brad.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Jill Vandevoort at the Pella Convention and Visitors Bureau. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.